With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Big show here on 105.7 FM, The Fans, 12DAM, and the radio.com app. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packer running back. Gary Ellerson in here as well. Milwaukee Brewers in a scoreless game after three innings. Mike Moustakas just lines out with a man at first base. Under an hour left in the All-Star game. Balloting right now. It's a dead heat tie for Mike Moustakas to be the third of the three All-Stars for the Crew to be starting. So if you haven't, MLB.com, Brewers.com, or just Google Mike Moustakas.
Only 1 hour left.
And then you can vote that way. Mike needs your help right now. Yaz is in first. So is Christian Yelich. Him and Cody Bellinger in a dead heat for the top race.
Or if you know how to bat or pitch, they could use your help in Miller Park if you could get down there to help.
Either way, yeah, plenty, as you could say, plenty of time for you. Oh, only six more innings for you to start scoring some runs. Plenty of time for you. Come on out and join us.
I like that guy.
You just had one of the strangest stories I've ever heard in my entire life as I was driving in here today. He said some dude, his twin brother, played wide receiver at Northwestern, and he played a relief pitcher.
Who's twin brother?
Tom Murphy, former right-handed reliever for the Crew. His brother, Tim Murphy, was apparently a wide receiver at Northwestern.
Okay.
So, Uke's telling this story about how they used to
Was it back in 68 or what?
73, I believe it was. Because they were talking... Right, oh yeah, because they were talking about Bud Selig.
Right.
And he walks in, they dress up his brother in Tom Murphy's uniform, and Tim walks in there holding a bottle of beer and walks into Bud Selig's office and goes, "Bud, I need a raise. This is incredible. This is ridiculous. I need a raise." Then goes on to say, "Yeah, we were in spring training, and all of a sudden we just thought, yeah, we'll dress up Timmy Murphy, have him go in there and act like he's Tom." I'm telling you, they were identical. Then they tell us that he went and warmed up in a big league game, and then they're like, "I don't know, this guy can't even throw it to me to you."
Like, dude, his you brother
got,
did.
Like, dude, you got to be
the
making
brother
this
from
stuff
Northwestern.
Up. Yeah. You got to be making this stuff up. If he is, he's a genius. Yeah, if he's not, he's
I love him.
The most cultured man in all of the world.
Oh, look at look who's on the TV today. Jerry.
There's Jerry Kramer. Yeah. Jerry throw out the first pitch today? How
he
about
did?
That?
Did
Must
he?
Have. That ring would have gotten in the way, though. He's got the Super Jerry. Bowl champion ring right there. Super Bowl one, I can tell that ring
Famer.
Is. No doubt. That's awesome. 105.7 FM, The Fan. This is the Wendy's Big Show. 414-799-1250 is the phone number, live at 105.7FMTheFan.com. The Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. Sparky, good thing Eric Thames is on the team, huh?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'd trade him now if I could. If he, I don't know how much of higher his value is going to be at this point than what it is right now. Clearly, they aren't going to play him every day, so why bother? I mean, just move him while you can if you're not going to play him, because he can't do much different than what he's doing right now if he played every day. The only thing that could happen if he played every day is he'd go into a funk, lose all trade value, and that would be the end of it. Baby Tausch, meanwhile, is going to go into cardiac arrest if y'all don't start playing him every day every time he sees a stupid lineup. And then he's in the lineup today and gets a double right away in his first at bat. And immediately I thought of Baby Tausch. First person I thought of was you. I didn't think of anything else.
Just smiled.
I'm like, oh boy, Billy's going to have at it again if they lose this game. But hey. What do you know? Maybe they can pinch hit Thames for, let's see. Oh, Aguilar. Yeah, maybe Aguilar will pinch hit for Thames later in a big situation. That'll really get you mad.
That would make me very, very happy. Last night you're looking around and you're just... Wait, is Eric Thames still on the team?
I don't know.
Pinch hits, last at bat.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tough one last night. Brewers fall 4-2, and they are in still the limbo stage, guys, where Craig Counsell talks about it yesterday. And is Craig Counsell wrong for holding on to his veterans? He talks about this yesterday in his pregame media briefing. Gary, one of the things that you laugh about with Major League Baseball, this guy has to talk to the media before the game and after the game. Every game of the 162, outside of a couple random ones that he won't be. But he addresses the question of Keston Hira, and Why wouldn't Keston Hira be here, and why would Jesus Aguilar and Travis Shaw be here instead?
Well, the answer is that we're trying to get players that have had major impact on our team going. I think we're getting there. These guys got to get going. There's no question about it. But we're trying to get a player going who was an all-star last year with 35 home runs and drove in 108 runs, a player who's hit 30 home runs 2 years in a row. Those are impact players, and players that we need, because all the answers are not outside. The answers have to be found within us, and we always have to think like that. It's important that we think like that, and those are players that helped us win a lot of games the last 2 years and last two years, and we're. I want them to be the guys to do it. But there is a certain point, you do have to produce.
Now, in that conversation right there, there are a couple of things that I really liked what Craig said, Gary, is where you can't always assume that your team only gets better from the outside coming into the crew. Like there has to be internal improvement every single year for every team. Individual players will go up and down. But if your team is going to grow, baseball is a player development game. You have to develop the players you have in your own system. For Craig to have a player in his system, as in Keston Hira, who he is blocking at this moment, to give the opportunities to Jesus Aguilar and Travis Shaw, is he wrong for holding on to these guys possibly a little too long? Or have too much faith in the fact that their development is already up here and they will get back to that point here?
As far as a coach is concerned, that's that double-edged sword when you've got a young guy behind a veteran who's proven, who's done it for you, and you want to maybe move that young kid in his place. It's tough to make those kind of decisions because it affects you as a coach. It affects your locker room. It affects your whole organization. It affects how you do business outside of the realm of wins and losses or who you're going to get in free agency and all that, those kinds of things.
It's the relationship part of the business.
Yeah, and it's tough. And if you don't have a heart, then just go ahead and pull them and cut them, send them, and move on. And I was hoping that we listened to this one more time today, and I'm glad that we did, because yesterday we heard this yesterday, and we had the reaction. I just wanted people, if you're listening out there, just to hear it one more time. I just want to know what you think. I know what I think. I'm a former player, and I've been in it. I would love to have a coach like Craig Counsell. Love to. That's the guy I want to play for. That's the guy I led on the line for. That's the guy I give all I can give for every single day. But I'm player. But fans' reaction, they don't understand that or see that, how all this stuff comes together and works. We're like, how do you build a team? How do you build a team? How do you have respect from your players? How do you make this work moving forward? A lot of people don't get that. You just think, well, just cut a guy, move on, and just go, and then you'll be okay. Sometimes it's not just that simple. It's not that easy. I would say this. I think Craig has given these guys ample enough time to fail.
This is the 81st game of the big league season.
Yeah.
The mathematical halfway point.
Yeah, he's given them ample enough time to fail. And Steve said this yesterday, and he's so right. And it's not actually a problem, but the situation is that they're right there in first place. Had you been 7 or 8 games out or 6 games out or 5 games out, this may not be an issue the way it is. Oh, you may not hold on to these guys as long as you are right now. But right now, you can buy time until you're giving these guys every bit of room right now is to fail, because that's what they're doing there. I mean, if you look at what Travis Shaw is, 166 right now, mm-hmm. bad average.
And about 170 at-bats. That's a legit sample size right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I think you got enough.
And
but I just want people to understand, when you hear this, it's more than just getting rid of a guy and bringing a young guy in. It's more than that to winning baseball.
414-799-1250. Play it again, and then I'll get Steve Sparky Pfeiffer's view on this, as we got a lot of it, but more of it directed to 18 instead of 24 and 21, Travis Shaw and Jesus Aguilar.
Well, the answer is that we're trying to get players that have had major impact on our team going. I think we're getting there. These guys got to get going. There's no question about it. But we're trying to get a player going who was an all-star last year with 35 home runs and drove in 108 runs, a player who's hit 30 home runs 2 years in a row. Those are impact players, and players that we need, because all the answers are not outside. The answers have to be found within us, and we always have to think like that. It's important that we think like that. And those are players that helped us win a lot of games the last 2 years and last 2 years. I want them to be the guys that do it. But there is, at a certain point, you do have to produce. That's for sure.
So there is a point where you do have to produce, Sparky, but is Craig wrong for holding on to his veterans and trying to allow them to get out of these slumps?
People on Twitter are not happy with the question because they're saying it's not his call, it's Stern's call. So what does it matter what Craig thinks anyhow at the end of the day?
Well, ask him if it's wrong that Stearns is holding on to him. Just replace one with the other.
But this is my point to what their issues are with the question. Look, you can choose to believe whatever you'd like, but I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe that Craig Counsell and this front office work together on transactions.
No doubt about it, Steve.
Now, he may not have final say. That might be David Stearns still, but he's going to voice his opinion and let David know what he thinks. Craig Counsell is not going to just sit there and shut up and not say anything and let David Stearns run roughshod all over him. That's not going to happen. Counsell has his opinion. He's going to make it known. Now, if David can listen to it if he wants and go with what Craig thinks, or he can ignore it and do what he wants. But he's going to tell David Stearns what he thinks. And I'm of the belief that he is fighting to keep these guys where they are right now. The one thing that I missed yesterday, as Gary pointed out, is we were reacting to this. He's pretty much calling Keston here an outsider. Is that what I'm understanding? Because we have to go from the inside.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, isn't he in the damn organization? So wouldn't that be from the inside? So, that irritates me more than I was irritated yesterday after I realized it last night. Like he said inside, but here it is inside the organization. What he does mean, though, is inside his clubhouse.
Correct.
At the major league level.
Correct.
Anybody that's not in the clubhouse at the major league level, then too bad, so sad. I'm trying to work on my guys I have.
Correct.
Because they've done well
for me,
the last couple of years.
I owe it to him.
Hey, Eric Thames just hit another double, maybe Tosh.
Scolded, deepest part of the park.
The guy fell down.
Just banked it.
He wasn't going to catch it
just
anyhow.
Just banked it right off the 400 sign.
It'll be nice to see him not playing this weekend. When you talk about what he said and how he said it and everything else that goes along with it, it is very frustrating from a fan perspective. And like Gary said, from his perspective as the athlete, you love having a manager that will defend you when you suck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's beautiful because not all will. Some will have a short leash and be like, we're done. And some will throw you under the bus, whatever. Everybody is different. Having a former player in there, you would hope that he understands the struggles that you may be going through and gives you as long a time as possible. And as we discussed yesterday, and I'll say again, if they get to, 4-5 games out, whatever the number is, I think Stearns has a number. Whatever the number is, that's when they're going to cut bait with somebody and go, okay, we're about to be out of this thing if we don't make a move now. And right now, between the two, Aguilar and Shaw, Aguilar's playing better. So, but Shaw's got, a little bit more track record than Aguilar, so that's going to make their decision for them.
Oh, and a left-handed power bat. Left-handed power, which this team loves. This organization is enthralled with left-handed power.
Mm-hmm.
Just all over it.
I don't know, man. I wasn't happy yesterday when I heard him say it, and I'm not happy today. Day later, still mad about it, still don't like it.
But slightly for a different reason, though, from at least from what I'm picking up here.
Well, there's another reason added to everything else that's going on.
This is just a big old cherry right on top of the sundae.
You and I were talking about in the hallway. If you're playing to win, you play your best players. That's it. I mean, I don't know any other way to look at this. If you're playing to win, you play your best players. Your guy, not mine, your guy should be playing more than he is, and he's not. And the only explanation I have for that is because they want to maintain value that he actually has at this point, and they're picking and choosing to put him in situations where they think he'll succeed. Because they don't want to devalue what they may have in him.
Sure.
If they decide they want to package him with something else to go get a starting pitcher, a reliever, whatever, maybe a different first baseman. Who knows what they're going to try and do at the trade deadline, if anything, depending on how this thing plays out. And they're fortunate that the Cubs suck just as bad as they do at this point, and they're losing again today to the Braves.
It's a beautiful thing.
Nah, they're playing a much more difficult team than the Brewers are. But either way.
Yeah, anytime the Cubs lose, it's still a beautiful thing.
For sure.
414-799-1250. Is Craig Counsell wrong for holding on to his veterans at this point in time? They hit the 81-game mark right now, today, in the heat of a game against the Seattle Mariners, in a situation where you're in dire straits at this point, if you can call it that, where the team has now struggled to be able to, if you want to count it all the way up now, they have won four of their last 14 games? Wow. Their last 15 games?
Wow.
And it's a situation where they are in the point where decisions have to be made.
Where are they staying in all this? For the last 14, how bad are they doing?
Well, the Cubs are neck and neck.
If we're 4-4,
when the Brewers started this run, they were a game up when they go out to the West Coast. Mm-hmm. So the Cubs have picked up two games in the run. But if you want to talk about leaving the door open, the Brewers have left the door wide open and not even a key. There's no lock on this door. Just walk right on through it. And no team really has. You're in the most competitive division in baseball, or maybe the worst division in baseball, depending on who you talk to. I mean, that's the best way to put it. All five teams are within six games of each other. And there are five other divisions in baseball, and four of them have the second place team being farther away from the first place team than the last place team in the NL Central. Everybody's bunched up right now, and right now it's really anybody's race. 414-799-1250. In that sense, in that same vein, is Craig Counsell doing a disservice? Is he wrong for keeping these veterans up here when the Brewers are in the opportunity to take advantage of the NL Central? 414-799-1250. Guys, want to tell you about this summer. It's beautiful outside right now. Just want to go all natural. When it's hot like this, I just want to get out, be all natural as I can. And that doesn't mean taking my shirt off. It means grabbing a Beaufortning beer. It's imported from the country of Luxembourg. Beaufortning is new to the United States, but it's being imported exclusively to the state of Wisconsin by a local company. Beaufortning is 100% natural, brewed using only the finest raw materials. And we're talking about fresh spring water, finest barley, and the choicest hops. That spring water, guys, is from a special source, a source 1,000 feet directly beneath the brewery. Since water is beer's most important ingredient, this exceptionally pure water gives Beaufortning its fresh taste and smooth drinkability. You'll notice the difference when you drink the crisp Pilsner, the smooth triple ale, the balanced brew, which is my personal favorite right now, 7.2 ABV. There's not much better than that. Thanks to Beaufortning's 100% natural ingredients and commitment to quality, all of its brews give you the full flavor that's refreshing rather than filling. And Beaufortning right now, because it's becoming so good, is in more places in Milwaukee than ever before. Go test out a six-pack at Total Wine and more. Senex Fine Foods, consumer beverage, or enjoy a fresh tap at Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, The Nomad, or Sport Club, and tweet your all-natural pictures to me of Beaufortning beer. Hashtag Beaufortning Bill at Bill Schmidt Radio. And Beaufortning Bill might come out and have a Beaufortning on you, because Beaufortning is Milwaukee's all-natural choice for the summer. Brewers take a 1-0 lead and now make it a 4-0 lead after Orlando Arcia sneaks one inside the foul pole out and right. A safety squeeze gets Ryan Braun across for the first run, and it's 4-0 crew out at Miller Park.
You missed it. They intentionally walked Shaw before Chase Anderson.
Why would they...
To get bases loaded.
Awesome. Thanks, Scott Service. You've been kicking our butt all week, but I appreciate you making a mistake like that.
Then they got to Chase Anderson, who got the bunt down, the bases loaded, and then Arcia.
Oh, that's amazing. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. We got Summerfest tickets to give away today before baseball postgame show comes in after Brewers and Mariners.
One other piece of news coming over from Jim Paschke. Katie George, done with the Bucks, taking a job at the ACC Network. So she's
Oh, dang.
Done after 1 year.
That stinks. So Katie George was really good. Yeah, congratulations to Katie George. Yeah. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Says Megadeth sweating bullets. Okay, well, this is my anthem. That makes sense. Megadeth on a throwback Thursday. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM The Fan, 1250 AM in the radio.com app. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packer running back Gary Ellerson here as well. That's sweating bullets, Stevie. That was a good nominee. I like it.
Yeah, good old KS. Thinking of you.
That's got to be my answer. That's for sure. Yeah. Sweating bullets. Nominees for a throwback Thursday. We'll do them right now. Steve Sparky Fife for the reigning, defending champion. Your nominee for next week. Actually, not next week, because next week will be the 4th of July. Being here with a little bit of best of, a little bit of NBA talk, and Brewers postgame as well. So who wins this week will then be played on July 11th. So in two Thursdays from right now is what we are voting for. Using the hashtag big throwback at 105.7 FM The Fan.
Well, I've been going back and forth, and I thought I was going to come in today, and I thought I was going to nominate Elton John. That's what I thought I was going to do.
That would have been a good one. I like Elton John, a little Rocket Man.
I went to my favorite Disney website.
Oh, here we go.
And saw that there is a person that qualifies for today that is going to be in Mickey. And the Roadster Racers cartoon as himself. Well, kind of as himself, as Goofy's uncle in the cartoon. I saw that while I was eating lunch today before I walked in here. So I'm going with Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper is going to be in a Disney show?
Mickey and the Roadster Racers TV show, yeah. Swear to God.
All right.
Yeah, they gave him a picture of him in there. He's as Goofy's uncle, and he's got a he's got a pet snake that he has on his shoulder or his head or whatever.
Because when I think of the Disney Channel, I do think of
Alice Cooper, right?
Yeah, right. And Megadeth really come to mind. Gary, your nominee for a Throwback Thursday.
J-Lo.
J-Lo. I like it.
She's going to be at Summerfest.
Mm-hmm.
She old enough?
Mm-hmm. Has to be. Jenny from the Block was taught a lot of kids my age a lot of things. And then...
You know, she's been around a little bit. You know that?
Long time.
She's got a record, man.
Are you talking about like a lineup?
Yeah.
She's got a pretty decent lineup?
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense. Anybody that...
And I like how she does
toss
it.
Toss that one in there, too.
What's that guy she was with? Greg Anthony?
Mark Anthony.
Yeah, what's the difference, dude?
Mark, what? He was a singer, wasn't he?
Still is.
Oh, still is. I don't know.
Yeah, he's not done.
Yeah, I saw her and...
he doesn't qualify.
I saw her and Mark Anthony and A-Rod. They all hanging out together.
That's
well, that's very nice.
What did you say, Steve?
That's weird.
Huh?
Isn't that nice and civil, though?
Huh?
That's just weird.
They're on Instagram.
That's good. That's still weird.
J-Lo and Mark Anthony have kids?
Yeah, they got twins, I think.
Yeah, okay.
So they're stuck with each other, but that's still weird.
Why is that weird?
I don't know, man. I'm not. No.
You wouldn't do that?
If I'm Mark Anthony hanging out with A-Rod, no.
And A-Rod just towers over Mark Anthony.
I know
Anthony.
He's
like
small.
A big old dude.
He's like my size.
Yes.
Yeah, he's small.
Like, what is Mark Anthony thinking about? Well, I mean, right. I suppose it's A-Rod, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I don't care who. No way.
Yeah, there's a lot of money to be had around that couple.
So,
that's for sure.
If she's with Shaq, you going to go hang out?
Mm-mm.
Same thing.
I don't need that mental picture.
Same thing. Yeah, look at Gary's eyes get all big. Yeah, right.
I start thinking about Shaq. I be thinking about bad stuff with Shaq. I'd be like, God.
Right, golly.
I'm not hanging out over there. No way.
Oh,
all right. Mandela,
shit.
What's your nomination from the booth over there for Throwback Thursday?
Willie Nelson at the amphitheater tonight.
Oh, come on.
Willie Nelson.
That's not it.
What's our cash keyword, Bill?
Giving away money.
I got all mad because that's...
P-I-P-E.
Because that's what I was nominating.
What's that?
I was going to nominate Willie Nelson, then he took Willie Nelson, so I threw my paper and triggered the cash bet.
That's, Mandela had a funny fault. Line, but you talked over it. It was good.
Yeah,
though.
You did.
That's yeah, I got it. P-I-P-E. Yeah. There will be a lot of the P-I-P-E's going on out at the Marcus Amphitheater.
I don't know what you're talking about, Bill.
That's what
I don't know what he's talking about.
Be doing.
Don Nelson might come in for the show, though.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, Nelly.
Don Nelson
might
be there,
too. He's on that HBO show now.
Yeah, I saw Nelly with doing something with...
Don Nelson's on an HBO show. Yeah, he's a weed farmer.
Yeah, yeah.
In Hawaii.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that's what he is.
Yeah, well, he's on an HBO show now. Yeah.
He has his own show now?
I don't know if it's his show, but he's on HBO.
Dude, that'd be a great late night talk show. And he just brings in all of his guys and they just sit around.
He's doing something with Steven Jackson, too.
Oh, yeah, Steven Jackson's in that camp. Matt Barnes, maybe?
That's not surprising.
For sure. Okay.
Did he coach Steven Jackson?
Yep.
What was that like, I wonder?
Yeah, Don Nelson was the coach of that Warriors team back when they upset the Mavericks, right?
That had to be at the very beginning of Steven Jackson's career.
He was there. And it was the very beginning. It was the first year of Monte Ellis out in Golden State with that team.
Was Sprewell there then?
I'm not sure if Luttrell was there on that team. That was an interesting crew that upset that number one seeded Dallas Mavericks there. No doubt about that. I'm going to go with Willie Nelson because that was what I was thinking of, and I can't think of anybody else.
All right, sounds good.
Hashtag big show, big throwback at 105.7 FM. The Fan. Brewers up 4-0 right now. We'll get an update here from Bart Winkler down at Miller Park here on 105.7 FM. The Fan, an assist on Anthony Mandela in the Sports Flash, and the Wendy's Big Show back after this on 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Well, the answer is that we're trying to get players that have had major impact on our team going. I think we're getting there. These guys got to get going. There's no question about it. We're trying to get a player going who was an all-star last year. With 35 home runs and drove in 108 runs, a player who's hit 30 home runs 2 years in a row. Those are impact players, and players that we need, because all the answers are not outside. The answers have to be found within us.
That's Craig Counsell yesterday before the game addressing why Keston here is not with the big league club and to what reasons why he's kept with Travis Shaw and Jesus Aguilar. Interesting situation as Christian Yelich is thrown out at third.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, it was a strikeout.
It was a strikeout on Thames, and he threw the ball horribly like a 12-year-old.
Perfect.
To second base, bounced it into center field. Yelich then went to third, but nobody was paying attention to the fact that that was Thames' third strike.
That would have been Christian Yelich's league-leading 18th stolen base on the year. Not only does he lead in pretty much every other statistical category, he also has the most stolen bases in the National League. That's a fun fact. 414-799-1250. Is Craig wrong for holding on to his veterans for as long as he has? And we'll bring this conversation around again later on in the show, but Gary, when you talk about wanting to go to war with that guy, wanting that dude to be the one who's leading your club, how much of that is understanding where he's been and what you just heard from right there? Because Craig Counsell's been on teams where, that's for all intents and purposes, they blew those teams up pretty quickly after they won World Series.
Right, they did. And I vividly remember doing a radio show here with Steve and I, and I don't even know who else, probably Rami, that when Craig as a player was struggling, like, just mightily, and it was, I think it was coming down to the end of the year. And who was the manager, Steve, then?
Yost.
And Yost stuck with him through thick and thin. I mean, I think he was worse than what Travis Shaw is doing right now. And they stuck with him. So, I mean, that happens a lot in baseball, where you get a manager that's would just stick with a guy, because baseball is just so long, and you just can't pull the plug, and they're just so. And then all you got all these stats, right? These guys that hit hardliners and all this kind of mess, and
all the advanced analytics,
and it makes it appear like that this guy's just right around the corner. I remember when Billy Hall was struggling mightily, we had Doug Melvin come on our show. Doug Melvin gave me a stat that looked like Billy Hall was a doggone all-star.
Always came prepared with numbers to every interview.
All-star.
Always, because he knew what was coming.
Billy Hall was struggling. Just a naked eye. Naked eye tells you that Travis Shaw is struggling. Here's the difference, brother, though. They have won with Travis Shaw. And that's the issue. And how you work that in this situation within his clubhouse or within your team and not to give up on the guy. I mean, yeah, at some point it's, you know, you got to pull the plug, but I think he's owed that.
To Steve's question about where he mentions that this has to come from within, and it doesn't necessarily sound like he's using Keston Hira as a part of the crew here, the part that's within, but that's because Keston Hira wasn't on the team that went to the NLCS last
right,
year.
Right, right. So and that's what they were committed to. I mean, the Bucks is going to be the same way next year, I believe, if Brogdon doesn't leave, but they ran this thing back basically with the same guys in the clubhouse, and they're trying to recreate that magic again, and Travis Shaw was a part of that magic.
And so was Chase Anderson right now, Sparky, who's in the midst of a pretty decent start right now.
He is.
So if you're going to run it back with the same dudes,
run it back.
And I think Gary brings up a really good point when you talk about how it relates to the Milwaukee Bucks in this sense too. Is that a danger zone where Craig maybe feels like he promised that we would run it back with this group?
He promised all these guys.
And he told everybody, hey, man, we're going to do what we can to bring this whole group back now. But at some point, don't you have to abandon a promise?
Not if you're Greg Hounsell. No. You just go roll with it the whole season. See what happens. I have faith in my guys. As he said in that quote, I want them to do good. I want them to turn this thing around. You've got relationships built here is what you have. Hounsell has known Shaw for a while now. He's known Aguilar now for a couple of years as well. So you've got relationships, and you can act like there's no relationships between a manager and their players, but that's just not so. In a lot of situations, you do have relationships that not only apply when they're playing, but also apply years from now when they're done playing and they see each other at a charity golf tournament or one of them has a kid or whatever. They reach out and they have those conversations and they remain friends for the most part throughout the whole deal. Look, I use Gary Ellerson for a prime example on this one. Forrest Gregg. Look, Forrest Gregg and Gary, I mean, well, everybody in Forrest Gregg, right? Probably didn't love Forrest Gregg, but throughout the years, everybody still stayed in touch with Forrest and said hi to the coach when he was at something, wherever else, and unfortunately, obviously, he passed away, but I mean, that was always a thing, no matter how bitter or angry any of those guys were. They all, well, not all of them, but some of them, you know, still paid attention to what was going on with Forrest, and in this situation with Craig Council, he's the farthest thing from Forrest Gregg as far as how he treats his players and so forth, which means those relationships and bonds are probably going to be even stronger than the ones we were talking about with Gary.
That's a really, really good point when you equate it to how players continue to bring their bonds with their coaches and how long those bonds last. And Craig Council has that player aspect of it where he knows how long these relationships can last. I think that's a part of this
valid.
That is the recipe.
Yeah, very valid.
Guys, you see the Los Angeles Lakers are closer than ever to being able to bring in that max room. They've created now another max slot, $32 million for free agency that they have to play with Rob Pelinka after they move Mo Wagner, Isaac Bonga, and Jermaine. Wow, I messed that up.
Go ahead. Try it again.
Jamerico Jones. I had it in my head, and I messed it up. So they send all three of those and a second-round pick in 2022 to the Washington Wizards, so they take the salary. Now they free up that money. They also now have $4 million extra to play with after Anthony Davis waives his no-trade or his trade waiver, so they have $4 million extra in that sense. And LeBron James, something for his troubles, throws Anthony Davis to number 23. Sounds like we're going to get LeBron back in the sixth. That means he's got to gain like 20 more pounds and just start bullying people around like he did in Miami, right?
What do you think, Steve?
I don't care what jersey he wears. For me,
start bodying people up,
yeah,
for you throwing
what?
Bows left and right.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, for you what? Mean down there in Miami.
They
in the
literally
sixth.
Have two basketball players on the roster right now.
I believe.
I think it's two. They might have another one that I'm not remembering, but there ain't many more after LeBron and Anthony Davis.
Well,
and now
Kuzma.
Kuzma, right, so those three for sure, right. So they now have to figure out, do they use it on one player, or do they use that money on two or possibly three players going forward? I think if I'm the Lakers, I'm using it on two or three players. I don't think I'm trying to go to get a third max guy. I don't. Maybe they don't look at it that way. Maybe they're going to make that hard pitch for Kawhi Leonard or that hard pitch for somebody else, like Kyrie, to try and get them in L.A. with those two. If you look at it the way that I'm looking at it and how this whole thing lines up, I think LeBron James desperately wants another star to take some pressure off of him.
In case they miss games.
Right. I'm going to say We're making our little free agent predictions at this point. I'm going to go shock the world and say Kyrie ends up with the Lakers.
That would be a shock to
the world. That would be a shock to the world. Just shock to the entire NBA free agency line. Because it appears right now, and Las Vegas seems like they know some, minus 400, that's a 4-1 odds mm-hmm. that he ends up in Brooklyn with the Brooklyn Nets at this point.
Makes
for Kyrie
no sense.
Irving.
Sign with Roc Nation. All signs point to Brooklyn for sure.
We'll get some more. We'll load up the entire free agent slate, where they're going next here on the Wendy's Big Show. First, it's all about rings. That's why these guys are moving around, and they could just go to Leighton Plaza and talk to Dean Murray and get a really good deal.
76 in Leighton Plaza, in Brookfield, Blue Mile Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building, and a new location in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, that's my folks over at the Jewelry Center. The Jewelry Center. Dean Murray is the owner. This guy's absolutely incredible. His shops are absolutely incredible. The jewelry that he has in his store, incredible. The people that he has working at his stores are absolutely friendly. And they want to help you find the best possible deal on any piece of jewelry that he has in his store. Guys, if you're shopping for jewelry somewhere else, I'm guaranteeing you right now you're paying too much money. You just got to take my word for it. Listen, if you listen to The Big Show for the last, 15 years, you've been on 105.7 FM The Fan or 1250 WSSP for you longtime listeners, you guys know that I am committed to be on scholarship for the rest of my life. And what does that mean? That means I don't like to pay for anything. If I do, I'm getting a discount. Man, if I'm going to Wendy's, I'm getting a discount on something. Well, I'm passing my savings on to you.
That's really generous of you.
At the Jewelry Center. If you're looking for jewelry, guys, you got to go to the Jewelry Center. Three locations for you. 76 in Leighton Plaza, in Brookfield, off Blue Mile Road and Tri-City National Bank Building right there on the second floor. Folks, and there's a new location for you in Burlington, Wisconsin.
This is 105.7 FM, The Fan. This is the Wendy's Big Show. This is Angry Again on a Throwback Thursday. We're back right after this. Where are the top free agents landing in the NBA? We'll give you our predictions next. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Show on a Throwback Thursday. Bill Baby Tao Schmid, the former Badger and Packer running back Gary Ellerson. See Sparky Pfeiffer here as well. Anthony Mandela and intern Austin, Texas on the other side. Taking your calls at 414-799-1250 live at 1057fmthefan.com. Free agency right on the precipice of it. We're 4 days away from NBA free agency here in the NBA, and it'll start up with one of the most high-profile names, and Gary, the top dude, we'll start out with as we make our predictions for where these guys are going to land. Kawhi Leonard is the biggest fish in free agency, as he's the reigning finals MVP, but it feels like, Gary, the league isn't going to wait on Kawhi. It feels like Kawhi is almost like independent. And then today we hear some rumors that he's talking possibly to Jimmy Butler to match up back in his hometown of L.A. with the Clippers. Where do you think Kawhi ends up? Is it Toronto? Is it L.A.? Somewhere else?
You know what? That's a tough call. I mean, I feel like it's the Nets until something else happens. I don't think any of these guys know where they're going to go. I think when Kevin Durant blew out that Achilles, I think that just messed everything up for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So now that's seen a lot of people scrambling. But I think there's a lot of other guys, filling guys, that possibly can be an offshoot somewhere else. But, yeah, the biggest fish, Clay has already said he's coming back to Golden State. So you know where that's going to go on. But, yeah, the biggest thing is Kyrie and right now Kevin Durant. And they're both rumored to go with the Nets. Then I heard today that maybe Durant is still going to go to New York. So I don't know what these guys are doing. I mean, I think it's a crapshoot. I don't think they know where they're going. I think it'll be a last-minute thing, and then they'll decide how all this stuff is going to go down. It's crazy. I think Kawhi, though, is coming back to Toronto.
You think he's going to go to Toronto? Okay.
Yeah, I think he's coming back to Toronto for sure.
And when you still believe that it's Kyrie to the Brooklyn Nets then?
I think until I see anything else, that's what makes sense to me. I mean, isn't Kyrie from New York? He's a New Yorker.
He is, yep. Just
seems
up
to
the
be
road
the
from
Knicks
Queens.
Are kind of out of it, and I don't know why. I don't know why a franchise like the New York Knicks, well, the owner probably.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that sad? You have a historic organization and the ownership is that bad.
Right, you're going to go to Brooklyn Nets? Come on, that don't make any sense. It's the New York Knickerbockers, man. You're playing in Madison Square Garden. The biggest
right.
stage there is.
Well, it's the famous arena.
But I don't want to go there.
I'd rather go play in the Barclays Center.
Yeah. Come on, you kidding me? That's how bad that is.
Sparky, so you just said you believe Kyrie Irving is going to shock everybody and go out to L.A.
Yeah.
and rejoin his boy LeBron James, who he demanded a trade to Boston to get away from because he wanted to lead the team. Say he goes and plays second fiddle. What about Kawhi Leonard? Where you believe in Kawhi Leonard ends up?
Kawhi and Horford to the Clippers.
Okay, and Horford. All right, I like that. LAC. Now, what does that do in the draft? How much do you believe the Clippers can actually bite off of the Laker fan base if they bring in Kawhi Leonard in like that realm?
Not much. I mean, the fan bases are what they are. It's not going to change much of anything. That'll all play itself out during the season if one ends up being much better than the other. What it really does is if it plays out that way, Horford reunited with Doc Rivers. Kawhi goes with Horford to really give them a shot, but now look at it. Golden State still has Klay, Steph, and Draymond, right, with what they have.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Houston still with Chris Paul and James Harden, and they're trying to get Jimmy Butler in a sign and trade. You have the Lakers with LeBron and Anthony Davis. You have the Clippers then with two legitimate star players, a legitimate superstar and the secondary star in Horford, who's getting older. Then you still have the backcourt in Portland. You still have Denver on the move as well. Utah got Mike Conley, so they're going to be better this year as well. That's seven teams, folks. That's seven. And we haven't even talked about anybody else, like Sacramento, who's got cap room, who might have some interest in Patrick Beverley or whatever. And so that West, and if they all start going West, that just makes things a lot easier for the Bucks in the East. If these star players all start picking up and going that way.
It continues to stack through into the Western Conference and just load up out there. You're right, absolutely. So, KD, you, Gary, are thinking MSG?
Yes. But I don't know. Who is he going to go play with?
It doesn't seem like he has a running mate at this moment. Maybe is it Kemba Walker? It doesn't seem like Kemba Walker's that interested in
Kemba Walker's
glitz and glamour.
Really to Boston.
Yep. And that is going to be one of the more interesting moves, I think, that you could look at as changing the power in the Eastern Conference. Kemba Walker goes to the Brooklyn or the Boston Celtics, Sparky. Brad Stevens just grabbed himself the point guard that he thought he had in Kyrie Irving, if not possibly better for his system.
Yeah, I like Kemba Walker with the Celtics. I like that a lot.
That's where you think he goes?
That means Rozier is gone then. Yes, I'll take Kemba to Boston, sure.
The Bucks would be good. If all this, so like if Kawhi stays in Toronto, Kemba goes to Boston, I think that make Boston automatically better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, big time. You get a point guard that has one, I guess, in college.
And Kemba's always a problem for the Bucks.
And then you've got, what's your cats coming back from Indiana?
Oladipo,
yeah.
They were like, what, in third or fourth place before he got hurt?
Some people suggesting Horford to Indiana.
That could be a thing.
I don't know. I don't know how much that changes Indiana in the East, but
gives you two big, big scoring threats there in the front court with Sabonis and Horford.
Yep.
That's a nice little duo there. Klay Thompson, we're all kind of agreeing. Klay Thompson's staying. Michael Thompson came out and said he's staying in Golden State.
Yep.
Kemba Walker, you believe in Boston?
Sure, I'll go with the report.
And Gary, you buying in?
Kemba?
That it's Kemba in Boston?
Yeah, because I don't think Michael Jordan wants to pay the luxury tax there.
And he said, yeah, I'd be interested
Mitch
in staying
Kupchak,
a little bit.
Mitch Kupchak already said in a press conference they will not pay the luxury tax this year.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But that doesn't matter because they have his bird rights or whatever, so that won't affect their cap space.
And really, the final one that I think could be the swing guy and where some of these upper echelon stars go and
did
try to pair in
KD
with a second
yet? I didn't say KD
Oh, you didn't
yet.
Say KD, sorry.
No, who did you say for all of these?
Huh?
You only have me and And Gary, you haven't said who your picks are.
I'm trying to chart this all down as well as I can, so I'll give you my lineup here in a second.
KD back to Golden State.
KD back to Golden State. On a solo deal, a 1 year, or are you thinking...
I don't know.
He's going to lock himself through?
I don't know what he's going to do.
He would give up just close to $70 million to sign with another organization.
You know what the rumor is.
Making $50 million in that final year with Golden State.
The rumor is he resigns with Golden State for the huge number.
5 years, $221 million.
He rehabs in Golden State, and then they trade him to the Knicks or whoever come the trade deadline or next offseason. And that way, Golden State gets something back for Kevin Durant in a sign and trade, but not really right away, because Durant's not going to play anyhow, so what does it matter?
Right.
And that gives Golden State an opportunity to see maybe who's going to have the better draft picks, who they may want in the deal, so forth, who's got the cap space.
Man, it would also allow
you
to...
If the Knicks don't get anybody, they're going to have the cap space to absorb that right off the bat.
Yeah, you'd be able to have a fire sale at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Throw them up here, for sale sign, right on Kevin Durant. Jimmy Butler, Jimmy Buckets. Where do we believe Jimmy Buckets is ending up?
I don't see Houston. That'd be a disaster.
Oh, I want it so bad.
You want to talk about hard knocks? That would be hard knocks for basketball. Oh, Jimmy Butler would.
Could you imagine him going at D'Antoni?
I think Jimmy Butler's going to the Clippers. That's just me.
Okay. Yeah.
I like that better than Houston for him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Chance where he can go and try to play with a bunch of older dudes.
Right, but if he wants to win, he needs to go back to Philly.
I'll agree with Gary and say he comes back to Philly.
You think he goes back to Philly? Okay, that's a matchup that they can then run with a little bit with Brett Brown.
Yeah, they can run with that with Brett Brown.
Kyrie, I believe, is going to the Brooklyn Nets. Kawhi Leonard, I can't see him really leaving that situation. I think he ends up staying in Toronto. Kevin Durant, if he knows what's best for him, stay in Golden State. Any chance that you can walk away from almost $70 million, there's no chance I'm doing
that. We've got a couple more. I know you tossed the paper aside. Brooke Lopez, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
What say you?
I think he stays with Milwaukee.
There was a report out today, I forgot who it was from.
He's going to be everywhere.
That Brooke Lopez and the Bucks have agreed to work on some type of deal to keep him in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think he stays in Milwaukee.
Doesn't want to leave.
I think all these guys are coming back for Milwaukee. I think that's just a done deal.
I think Brogdon's gone.
Other than Brogdon. Because if Brogdon can get paid, are we talking about him today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because if he can get paid, he's got to go.
I think he's gone and Mirotić is gone. I think
Mirotić is probably gone too, because he just didn't really have a role.
Yeah, we don't have to try to suggest where Nico Mirotić is going to go. Does anybody really have a fire burning with Nico Mirotić?
No. I mean, he's going to go where he's going to get paid. It depends on how much he wants to play for. I mean, in the scenario
that's an Atlanta Hawks. Somebody's got to play for the Hawks.
In the scenario we laid out, if Kyrie doesn't go to Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
they get burned and get nobody. The Knicks, in the scenario we laid out,
got a
get
lot of
burned
money. Yep.
And get nobody. Now, again, Tobias Harris is another guy that's out there that has like six meetings or something crazy like that lined up already. And somebody's going to pay him a ton of money on the open market as well. D'Angelo Russell.
He's looking for that Chris Middleton deal, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Tobias.
Yeah. So he's gonna get paid somewhere too, not just a matter of where, whether it be with the Knicks and be the number one player out there or whatever they decide to do. Because I love Barrett. I think he's probably gonna be better overall when this is all said and done than Zion as far as what he's able to bring a franchise. But it's gonna be a while before they're good. I mean, Dennis Smith, he's raw still a little bit. He's produced in Dallas for a year and then kind of ran out of favor there. But he's a nice guard for them. And then you add Tobias Harris to play with Barrett and him. That's not horrible if that's something Tobias Harris is, if he's money chasing. But if he's ring chasing and still want to get paid a little bit, then the Knicks are out. The Nets are going to be out too on that deal.
Right.
Pella Windows and Doors, Gary, if doesn't matter where you're moving to, they can install
Dallas.
Some great, great windows.
Yeah, folks, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the best windows and doors out there. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from, folks. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process right now, folks. They're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months, no payment until June of 2020. Experience the Pella difference. When you work with Gina Della from Pella, you work with her and her entire team, they're there to make your job run smoothly, guys, and don't worry about the weather. Rain, snow, sleet, they're coming in. The Pella team will install year-round. So call them up today, folks, at 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Or go to PellaWI.com. Ask for the zero down, zero financing, zero payment for 18 months, and tell Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin that Gary and Leroy sent you.
This is the Wendy's Big Show, Wendy 105.7 FM, The Fan. We got a pair of Summerfest tickets to give away here in the 3 o'clock hour. Use the hashtag Big Throwback at 105.7 FM, The Fan on Twitter to nominate your or your artist for July 11th. It'll be 2 weeks from today, as next week, the 4th of July, everybody's going to be out partying, having fun. Willie Nelson, Alice Cooper, and Jennifer Lopez are nominees. Go with one of those or one of your own. Use the hashtag Big Throwback at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show's back after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.